Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's Yeezer on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We also checked out that's a wildlife initiative driven song. Ugandan musician Azawi also on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. 8:33, that's your time. Now, not so long ago, we had Coach Kudana that's in studio, and he was telling us at the time, Shikwan, you were not in a studio. Mm-hmm. But Coach Kudana at the time was telling us about an incredible initiative for boys, okay, yeah. Where they huddle up boys, they bring them together and they take them to a camp, and then in this camp they get taught different sets of skills, life skills, just general transition from boy to man type of skills. And that's exactly what they did. At the time, they were preparing to go on camp. This is the Boys Leadership Camp and Training, which was sanctioned by the School of Destiny Associates and 4x4 Initiative. And today, Coach Kudana is also in studio, but the focus is on one of the boys who managed to complete this tough leadership training and leadership camp. And we are going to welcome him right about now. Lamek Barros. Good morning, Lamek. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good to have you here, Lamek. You said you were grade 11, right? At Chairman Sadown. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just real quick before we get into the camp, how does it work by chairman? Do you guys have different classes in a grade, or is it just one class per grade?
No.
Is there A, B, C, D, or is it just...
Yeah, we have A to D.
A to D.
Yeah.
Okay, and you are grade 11?
11D.
11D.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Lamek, let's talk about that boys' leadership camp and training that was initiated by the School of Destiny Associates and 4x4 Initiative. First of all, Lamek, whose idea was it? Was it your idea? Was it your parents' idea? Whose idea was it?
Personally, I really didn't want to go, but then my mom was like...
You're going.
Okay, so you didn't want to go, but your mom was like, yeah.
Yeah, my mom was like, nah, you're just in the house. Go to the camp.
Yeah.
But then the moment I got there, I was like, damn, this is good.
Yeah.
So I actually enjoyed it. So the moment I got there, got to meet new people.
Yeah.
Became fun.
And you guys were there for the whole week, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, for the... From Sunday to the other Sunday.
From Sunday to the other Sunday.
So a whole full week.
Does he?
Okay, what did you hate the most about the camp?
Be brutally honest.
Yeah.
Waking up early.
What is early though? What time was that?
Yeah, what time is early?
You see, we had to wake up like 5:30.
Yeah.
And then we had to arrange ourselves in a formation to go for a jog.
Does he?
So I really hated waking up early in the morning.
Early, yeah.
Because... You know, most of us don't sleep that early, you know.
Oh, yes. You sleep really late and then you want to sleep in.
Yeah.
And you couldn't.
And you
okay.
Couldn't.
Yeah.
You know, here's the fun fact. Let me just quickly, on that point, why Coach Kudana and Coach Sydney also drilled you guys to that effect. Here is a man sitting in front of you that wakes up at 4 a.m. every morning, my guy.
Mm-hmm.
4 a.m., 4:30, 4:45, I'm out of the house.
Yeah.
And here I am doing radio with this voice, happiness, and I've been doing it for the last 13 years. So waking up in the morning is exceptionally important, my man. So that 5:30 is actually even late.
Yeah,
it's actually late.
Coach Kudana
is late.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that 4:30, the 5:30 was the thing that you hated. What surprised you that you enjoying this activity that you didn't know that you could enjoy it before?
You see, at the camp we always had like new guests and coaches, what I mostly liked was the physical workouts we had with Coach Kudana.
Okay.
You know, most of us were a bit lazy, but ever since then, at home, I'm like... Ish.
You're in it now. You're pushing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'm always hitting the weights or either hitting push-ups, you know.
Yeah.
Just trying to work out.
That's what I'm talking about.
But, like, how do I phrase this? What is the one thing that you learned at the camp that changed your perspective on how to be a young black man?
Let me see. We learned a lot, like self-confidence, self-respect, self-discipline. But what I realized is that discipline goes in hand in hand with everything we've learned at the camp. So I teach myself to always try and put myself in other people's shoes, try and see their perspective in life, so that I can understand them in any problem they have. I'm able to assist them, because some people don't really want to be assisted, they just want to be understood. See,
give him an ehon.
Yeah, okay.
So, before you went into the camp,
what sort of
lighty were you in general? Like, you lack discipline, or you were just out here on the streets, you don't do your homework, or you were doing your homework but you were not doing it to that level,
how did you change?
Let me say, before the camp, I was actually just the same, but the one thing I was is just I really hated people. I'm an introvert person. So talking to people was not really my strong suit. But the moment I got to the camp, I learned that some people are willing to listen to you if you just give them the time and energy. So yeah, basically my confidence got boosted up. Now I actually talk to people.
And you're on radio!
Yeah.
Right?
You're on radio!
Yeah. So like, What is some of the ways that you could share with us right now that you were inspired in terms of, like, you know how sometimes there are certain things that you want to do for yourself, but you don't have someone to guide you. And because of everything that you learned at the camp, you too now want to do certain things for your homies.
Yeah. You see, like, most of my homies are really, 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 really different people. So I try
and they were not at the camp also, most, no?
No.
It was just you, okay.
Okay, one of my homies were there, like, right. Flavio. Yeah.
Shout out to Flavio.
Shout out.
Gang, gang.
Yeah.
But the rest of the homies?
Yeah, we all play ball, you know, basketball. So basically, most of my friends, they have that mentality of starting to hate those who are beneath them. But then ever since I got to the camp, I learned that others will only treat you the way you want to be treated. So basically what I want to inspire them to be is to be better of themselves. I don't want to change them. I just want them to be better than themselves. Yeah, so basically I just want them to push.
That's incredible, man.
Yeah, man.
Coach Kutana, please do us a quick honor. Just quickly grab the mic there real quick. Just real quick, Puta. You can even grab that one. I look, listen, man. As a girl child father, I want to say thank you so much, Boot, for you and Sydney, for this initiative. How many were there, sorry, in total?
42, if I'm not mistaken.
42 lighties. Yesterday, that should have. Then you guys divided them in different groups, right?
Yeah, I divided them into different groups.
Yeah. Thank you so much for this incredible job, Puta. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be easy. To pull resources together, get the consent of parents to make sure that the lighties are safe.
Yes,
push them just about enough.
Enough.
But not to break them
not
also.
Not to break them,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And here's a whole different boy now. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Dare I call him a man, because his perspective has totally changed.
So
going forward now for the rest of us as parents now, Puta, you know what I mean? Yes, I'm a girl dad, but, you know, there are boy dads and there are boy mothers out here. Talk to us about this camp just real quick, Puta. Is there another one coming, perhaps, maybe this year? Or are we looking at only next year?
No, there's another one coming towards the end of the year.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. This is now December Shandies.
Yeah, late November, December Shandies. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so we will keep you in contact. We have your number. If there's some parents that want to get in contact with you, we'll just forward the number, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Do.
Coach Kutana, thank you so much, Puta.
It's a pleasure.
Daze. Last thing, just real quick, on that shy point, right? Lamek. Shekwan, if it's one thing there, in some of the work that I used to do, especially with schools, I used to hate it how these kids are shy, bruh. I used to hate it. Like, I hate it. Like, I couldn't understand it. Like, if you ask them a question...
Oh, wow.
they're too cool to answer a question. Do you understand? And, jump in, Buta.
That's something we're emphasizing at the camp.
Yeah.
He can even tell you one thing we also emphasize is boys do what? They
speak up.
That's it.
and they speak out.
They do.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. Because, my man, Coach Kutana, listen, I'm sure you've learned from him that this the Sunday to Sunday. But in life, if you're unable to speak up and speak out, oh, you will be buried.
Okay.
You will remain last.
We even had a section at one point where we were learning how to use pickup lines.
Pickup lines.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see, Shaquan. You see this? We're gonna have next generation men that are gonna talk to you guys better, man, and not my size.
Dude, I'm old.
How to approach no, woman
to woman most. To woman most. Shaquan, I buy.
I'm actually curious.
Yeah.
I'm curious to hear some pickup lines that you learned.
You see, basically, we had a coach, Coach Lindiwe, right?
Yeah.
So she was like, she wants to hear us, you know, how to raise up a female. So I was like, I bet. Let me cook.
Let me go!
Let the man cook!
Okay. So what you got?
So I pulled up to her and I was like, see, there are reasons why I love you, right? You make me say my ABCs to you. Make me A. I give you an A because you're awesome. I give you a B because you're beautiful. And I give you that C because you're confident. That's why I love you. Basically.
Damn.
I would raise up based on your personality.
Yeah.
So if you're the type of lady like Coach Lindy, where obviously she just want to hear she's pretty. No offense to Coach.
Yeah.
But then, it's just based on her personality, she would love to hear that she's pretty from
her.
And different women have different...
Women have different types. So you have to use their personality based on what you're going to read about.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving forward from now on, what type of young man are you vowing to be? And also, what man do you want to grow into?
Basically... What I'm hoping to be is, growing up, basically what I want to grow up to be is to be more confident, more agile, more understanding.
Mm.
But then the type of man I want to grow up to be is like Coach Kutana here.
Come
hey, this is my inspiration.
Yeah.
Because, you know, besides the muscle and everything,
there's
brains behind that. Niggas a lawyer. My dude's a lawyer, so basically that's already what I want to become. And it's just inspiring me more because it's like showing me that there are other ways to be better. You can be one thing, but you can also be more at the same time. So he's pushing me to push myself, basically.
Oh, wait. Lamek, I'm sure you speak on behalf of all the boys that were there, 40-something boys. 42 boys. Lamek, we wish you all the best going forward. I know for a fact this is not going to be the last time we see you as a society, as Fresh FM, as NSK and Shaquan. I'm excited. I'm excited for you and the rest of the 41 lighties.
Thank you.
That are going to become now men. You know what I mean? The way you move at school, the your broad shoulders, how you will walk up straight, how you will confidently walk up to your teacher, to your principal, how you will confidently walk in the community. How you will walk confidently in the community knowing that, listen, you are ready to correct another gen to say, yo, my man, not like this. Let's try it like this.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
And how we're going to walk in this community to respect our women, to respect our kids, to respect the vulnerable, and to take care of them. So we wish you all the best. Let that translate also into now the grades, my man. You know what I mean? Because you had a tough school. You know what I mean? Sherman is exceptionally competitive. That's one thing I know.
Yeah.
And we wish you all the best, man, Lamek, and the rest of the 41 boys. And we also salute once again the boys' leadership camp and training that was made possible by School of Destiny Associates and 4x4 Initiative. Coach Kutana confirmed there's another one coming end of November towards December. So we are going to keep in contact with the camp. They won't be back in studio just to tell us about those dates and certain logistics. So thank you so much, gentlemen, and we wish you all the best.
Yeah, no,
thank you very much.
Fantastic.
It's 8:49. Yes, 48. Seven. Maybe it's 47. Aye, check one. Stick around, don't go anywhere. We still have Juliana the Rippy that's going to scold us when it comes to our finances. Dice. Oh, hi.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.